And if you say yes, when should we start doing this?
Get out of the stock market completely.
We're not in it.
Begin to buy silver and gold coins, but they can also stop coinage. But yes, there are still silver and gold. But don't put it in a safe deposit box. I don't know what to tell you other than bury it.
Well, if you get coins, they still have to go by weight value, don't they?
Yes. So you're going to, and there are just decorative coins, what do you call them, honorary coins or something?
Cougar ants or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, but those are legitimate coins. There are decorative symbols. What am I trying to say? These young men have some silver. They're coins, but they're not monetary coins.
Rounds.
Well, that's good. Whatever. Thank you. You can purchase that. And here's where you really keep your mouth shut. You can put it into a vault and you can bury it on your property. I hate to tell you this, but you keep your mouth shut too. Men kill in Los Angeles for 5 cents. But that will be of some value at some point. Keep some cash. The morning of the earthquake, get to the market first. Don't stand around. And you have to have cash for that. Your cash will, your dollar will stand as long as any other currency. Simply because it has reached a status in the world. So it will be the last to fall, literally, as far as its value.
Except for hundreds.
Yes, except for hundreds. Don't be brave enough. Get rid of your hundreds, too. Unless, of course, it doesn't matter. But those could just be a pain in the neck. When they bring in the new hundreds, they'll tell you all this bunk. Forget all that bunk. They're doing it. Well, you know why they're doing it. And if you get caught with some and you don't get it traded in right away, and the day that they'll only give you like 1 day to transfer from your old money to the new, and then the old is worthless. This is the major commodity of drug exchange. So let us say gold and silver and keep some cash. Use your treasury bonds, treasury certificates and things.
Are they just doing this with $100 bills?
Well, it will go on into your 50s. Right now, it's just considered with hundreds.
See, there's a good side to the depression, too.
Many good sides.
Especially with the development of a community where you need to purchase up land. Most of the wealthy apartment house owners in Southern California that have bought up Wilshire Boulevard from downtown up into the mid-Wilshire area purchased those properties as a result of the Depression. They were people that had accumulated or had cash at the time there was a Depression, and then the banks put these properties up for foreclosure. And again, you get into that highest bidder type of thing, and a lot of people were able to buy tremendous amounts of apartment houses for almost no money, cash. And I think that even if there was a depression of a terrible magnitude, I think that in some of the projects that we're discussing here, some of those things could be implemented with less funding if there's cash available.
Yes, as you go along. But you do not build your plans around that probability, because that will just happen anyway. That will just happen anyway. You've got all you can handle the next year or so with the land that you have purchasing now, and you will continue just to do business, because also you're having money come in that needs to be placed. And we have a system whereby we can make money on the money, but we'll have to watch it very closely too, because those things, you know, when we start dealing in rollover transactions and 14 to 20% interest in this sort of thing in bondings, we have to be very careful. We will utilize a lot of tax-free bonds, municipal bonds, for the purchasing of property. There are two things. Let me just talk about one transaction, and please don't take it out of this room, anyone in the community, because we are purchasing from Mr. Noons, all of Noons' property. He would like $300,000 now and over a two-year period. Well, he doesn't know what he wants. Got a tremendous tax problem. We're going to talk just right now, $9 million. That's because that's what it is, so we may as well talk it. My proposal would be a minimum amount down that would take him out of the debt situation. But let's not give the man a worse tax problem. We also know he would like to continue to run it, and he would also agree to leave his name on it. He's done a good job. He's an honorable man. We have no wish to go in there and take from him. It's a community center. He's done a lot of wonderful things. He bought it to grow and set. Good businessman. He also has another business out of this place, not in Tehachapi, that fabricates mostly sod harvesting equipment. Well, for many reasons that I won't bother about going on to the Noons property, let's just talk about how would best suit both sides to handle Mr. Noons. If you took the same amount of money and you left him, can you believe this is the unsophistication of the ordinary man? Even a good businessman is not incorporated. He needs to get incorporated in Nevada. He needs to hold on to his stock. You ones need to do something like this scenario. They are going, for instance, to put in more improvements in this community. Unfortunately, not enough for our needs. But they will float a bond, tax-free, municipal, for approximately $3.5 million. You're going to start buying up those. Because in the end, you have the nine when it comes to maturity. More than that, you have it in your possession. And if you're going to have a two-year escrow, you have both of your corporations. You don't call them Noons, or maybe you call one of them Noons. And you don't go buy all that stock at once. You have a working relationship, and here is where a man will learn to trust his brother. If you get into a deal, a handshake is enough. You pay him off gradually by the purchase of stock in small amounts, until finally you have purchased all of his stock with bonds, tax-free, and he has no outstanding tax bill to anyone. They have no reason to even look at him. It is still called the same. You have legally done a business transaction, and you have done it gradually. And quite frankly, you can purchase enough bonds that you could pay him twice as much as he's asking, and it still costs you half as much. And of course, I'm making it simplistic. But it can be done. It should be done. All ones dealing with moneyed persons, the Olu branch that you want, the 24,000 acres. You're talking anywhere from, let us say, $12 to $14 million. I'll tell you, Jack doesn't want $14 million floating around. He's going to end up paying 50% of that right off the top. So you offer him something equally, but it would go right along with what I just explained. If they don't want it, then you do something else. But you always be willing to show them a better way. And you've got a friend and co-worker until death do you part. Because now he has said, anyone need, if you need any kind of a prototype for machinery, please let me do it. And you need it.
Is this Jack?
Yes.
No.
This is Jack.
John.
John Boom.
John Nunes.
We're talking Jack Boom, John Nunes.
Okay.
It is John Nunes that has the fabrication facilities. And you see, you will be modifying terror block crushers. You're going to make compressed wood chips into rounds to burn in your cackle offing. And somebody has to modify that. And you're not going to want to go to terror block worldwide. Why would you do that? You've got several similar companies making similar machinery in New Mexico, so you never sign an exclusive contract with TerraBlock Worldwide. Never. They stole the information in the beginning. So you have a factory, and part of it puts out Cadillacs, part of it puts out Plymouths, and part of it puts out Datsuns. Because there is a Datsun and a Hyundai of the compressed earth. In Europe, they have one you push with your hands. Two men operate it. And it has capacity for putting a rebar through it. Don't ever underestimate the flexibility of your product. Never have exclusive contracts that limit you. There is a need for all of these ones. And you then can modify anyone you want. And I'll tell you right off the bat, the least sophisticated one will be the easiest one for compressing wood chips. This will create a slow burning, very durable fire. You may wish to chip some of your bigger wood to use in the Kakalofin heater just so you can compress it into press logs. Make sure your source, your fuel, go farther. And I don't see any reason why John Nunes could not modify that equipment and love it. Oh, I love this. I love business. Maybe I love playing in your game.
It's just a game.
It's just a game.
You know the rules. And you know how to play the game a little bit better than someone else. Then
that's
you have
all
the
it
edge
is.
And win.
That's all it is. And look what a favor you do for the world if you win. I always go out to win. I can laugh at myself if we lose, but it's beyond laughing if we lose this one. A lot of crying goes along with this one. And a handful can do it. One can do it. It's just faster if you have a handful. And you will look around you and you will note that that as you need, it's produced. One of the biggest problems that you once had, and I say had because it's just faster if you have a handful, and modified customized programming to fit an entire new concept in business and to run these corporations and keep them separate and yet run them. And you got it. And it comes in the form of a neighbor in trouble, actually, about to lose his home, to one who is in worse personal trouble. And I'm a good hypnotherapist. We're going to have some miracles, friends. If you look around, you've already had them. They're just going to get more glorious, and you'll be able to nail them a little easier. And it doesn't have to be a burning bush. In fact, burning bushes just cause you trouble.
The issue of the house, are you making specific reference to this house?
As what? As an example?
As an example.
Well, it's a good one. This is one of the better ones that we've things around in.
Because if you use the term miracle and you want to look at some evidence, tangible evidence, as to what appears to be a miracle, it would be this house specifically.
Thank you. I like that.
And I'll tell you why.
And the truck I drive.
The car I drive.
I'm real privy to what's been going on with this specific house. And my area of law that I specialize in is houses that have problems, let's put it that way. And this situation here is incredible. This freaks my mind out every time I look at all the stuff that's in the file, because realistically speaking, if you go through system, nobody should be sitting in this house right now. We would all be sitting someplace else, and it would have been 6 months ago. And yet the system just keeps blundering its way through, and everybody in the house is intact. That to me is a miracle, a legal miracle.
Thank you.
And I'm glad it's happening.
I receive that because I respect you.
And
I know that you're experienced in it.
You know, I was looking through my files about 2 weeks ago when I received a call from EJ on some paperwork that he'd received. And I've been on the other end of the spectrum in about 25 cases similar to this. And the average length of time to complete process took 90 days. Here you're looking at a whole year so far and nothing's happened. It's fantastic.
And I believe that you have some more ideas where it doesn't have to happen if nothing happens or if all bad things happen.
Oh.
Supposing the judge says get them out.
Well,
how hard is it going to be to really get them out?
If the judge will say that. What will then happen is that there will be some devices that will be used that will just boggle up the judgment for a while, too.
All we want is a little boggled up.
That's what you'll have. And I'm prepared to go through some of those procedures.
If they had not gotten so rotten, we probably would have dealt with them and paid twice for the house. But they're really kind of irritating me now.
Well, you know, what's going on here is it's a game. You've got multiple parties involved, and I think that the problem that you're running into now with the house is that you got an angry lawyer who's representing the savings and loan, who's yelling at the lawyer for not doing his job. The lawyer's yelling at his secretary for signing the papers wrong. The lawyer representing the savings and loan is the plaintiff, who's the person bringing the action, and yet when they sign the legal papers, they sign on behalf of the defendant. Is that correct, DJ?
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
Thank you.
I mean,
and we didn't do it. We let you do it.
That's just bizarre.
We can only suggest.
Yeah.
And we can do it right at closing time on a 3-day weekend.
It's crazy. I mean, I have fired help for making those kinds of mistakes.
Oh, I expect some help would be fired out of this too.
Definitely.
And this is a very good example for many ones. You would never do business like this.
I'm so excited about this case because of the fact that there are so many things that we can do to prolong it. I mean, once that judgment is entered, and that judgment will be entered, and EJ, I hope you're listening as well to some of this. Once this judgment is entered, whenever they have the trial date, you'll do your splash there in court. But then once that happens, you see, you could give me a call, or when they're ready to enforce that judgment, we could go down to the courthouse to show you how inept the system is, and we could check out the file right before they're ready to enforce the judgment, because we want to review the judgment. We could ditch the papers in the file and bury them. It's done all the time.
Well, we may let you play with us.
To me, that's sport. That's sports.
And if you take anything in this world more seriously than that, you're making a very bad error in judgment.
It's all sports.
Because if you get panicked, you don't think. And when you think, there's always an alternative. I don't care if you think you have gotten rid of every alternative. Forget it. There is always one more. Not the least of which you may get sick of the house and want to play another game.
Just remember, as long as you're dealing with the human aspect, with the judicial system, with evictions, there's always room for mistakes.
Oh, precious. And I you're missing the big one. You haven't seen me in a court of law with Dorma. I can put her out like that. And then look at this poor harassed woman. You have destroyed her.
I'm so excited.
And you will just countersue for damages. And you make it... Why don't you just pay for your new printing company with the damages she's going to get against these ones who have harassed her out of her home? I mean, she's gone through a bankruptcy already and come here with nothing. Had preparation for one to put up anywhere from that $100 bid to cover the debt, and now that one is gone.
No,
and
no.
That is real.
But there'll be 3 more bankruptcies filed. There'll be a chapter.
Well, how can she stand that? This poor little helpless grandmother.
No, this poor little helpless grandmother is going to file a Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, no, she's going to be sick first, I'll tell you, brother. Right in front of the judge. She's going to have hives. She's going to be drawn. And she's going to be incoherent. It's driven her mad. It must be worth a countersuit.
A countersuit specifically is called harassment and emotional distress. Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
See, they have really intended to do it too. They've fraudulently drawn up certified papers.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Steve, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. In fact, I'm sorry you have all these other things to do, because this is the most fun of all. Well, you'd get bored waiting for them to work. They don't know what to do about it, so they shuffle it from desk to desk to desk. You see, they took it out of the hands of the first poor attorney. And they have tried manipulating last 10 minutes of the last day to enter a return. I love it too. I really do. I shouldn't, but I do. But I'm not allowed to interfere. I'm only allowed to let ones botch it up. And this is what your systems have come down to. And the last thing they want is this piece of property vacant. They may not understand it, but there is a drainage problem here. This piece of property really is not what they think they're arguing over. We can fix it easily. They don't want it empty, and so the very worst thing that could happen is they rent it to these ones while they get their paperwork done. And they're so busy fighting their game, it never occurs to them to just do that. They just want these people out of here. They have overlooked the most important asset they had, and that was just dealing. And all we wanted was just a little bit of time to get all these other things going so that it was not a pressure on the mind, so that we would not be forced into doing foolish things. There's enough on the mind without this kind of pressure. And if I have to, I will insist that that kind of pressure that has been brought to bear also become an asset. But you will not accept it under penalty of panic. I can tell you another one we did that maybe you would like to entertain for a minute. Some have heard that discussion. Mr. John Jeffers, who is our investment person, financial genius, for every one he had going, we've now arranged for him to have 14 more sources. And he is completely blown away by it. But once again, he is down to working on nothing, because he utilized it over an 8-year period of time, structuring his foundation where he is totally respected in all markets. So he has been prepared for the big returns. And he is, quote, of his own words, a man of God. His desire is to make money for these purposes. His is a little bit more fundamental belief system, but this is one professional business man against all odds in the money markets of Europe, Arabia, Sudan, Japan, China. He's respected. That means he's respected by the ones of your financial community. And yet he got down pretty desperate within the last few months. And yet you don't want to go to Big Joe and say, I can't even afford to pay for my house. That doesn't look good. So he was smart enough to come to friends, and we helped Oberly arranged for a little help, and a little more, and a little more, and a little more, which bought you a ticket to heaven. They are now making transactions on that input, that friendship, on two proposals which have been accepted with no money down. And we're talking in the neighborhood of $600,000 minimum on one, because bonds must be purchased to furnish collateral for the loans. So let us say $30,000 to help John personally has already merited you more than $1 million return. But that aside, one was that he had purchased a house, a second house. His daughter's living in it. It's not a big deal. But he went into a business arrangement with one who had no integrity. And that one did him in. And he had co-signed on a paper. That one skipped the country. And guess where the opposition headed up? Right to John's door. Got into a lawsuit. I will say that that whole law firm has gone under. And they're working with the fragments still hanging over. But a few months ago, well, actually, it was about a month and a half ago, John said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got this real problem. They have entered a judgment, but they're willing to work with me if I can come up with $10,000 or whatever it was to bring this current. And I work very well with those attorneys, but I must have it. So we got busy and we helped him get it. So he was good for a month, which at that point seemed marvelous. and then they began to do it unto themselves. They grinned at each other and they shook hands and they did all this stuff. They just forgot to enter anything into the file. Now the attorney that was doing business had to take a long vacation. He was going overseas somewhere. So, as a matter of fact, was John's attorney going off to somewhere. So John's attorney says, well, brother, you know there's going to be another court hearing because you're delinquent again. And this time they're really going to play rough. But I'm not going to be here. Now that hearing would be on the, what was it? Oh, really, we might as well use dates. It's so current. The 4th. And they're really going to play rough. But I'm not going to be here. Now that's...
6th. He thought it was the 26th.
All right. He was told it was the 26th. He had marked it down on everything.
And if you say yes, when should we start doing this?
Get out of the stock market completely.
We're not in it.
Begin to buy silver and gold coins, but they can also stop coinage. But yes, there are still silver and gold. But don't put it in a safe deposit box. I don't know what to tell you other than bury it.
Well, if you get coins, they still have to go by weight value, don't they?
Yes. So you're going to, and there are just decorative coins. What do you call them? Honorary coins or something.
Cougarants or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, but those are legitimate coins. There are decorative symbols. What am I trying to say? These young men have some silver. They're coins, but they're not monetary coins.
Rounds.
Well, that's good. Whatever. Thank you. You can purchase that. And here's where you really keep your mouth shut. You can put it into a vault and you can bury it on your property. I hate to tell you this, but you keep your mouth shut too. Men kill in Los Angeles for 5 cents. But that will be of some value at some point. Keep some cash. The morning of the earthquake, get to the market first. Don't stand around. And you have to have cash for that. Your cash will, your dollar will stand as long as any other currency. Simply because it has reached the status in the world. So it will be the last to fall, literally, as far as its value.
Except for hundreds.
Yes, except for hundreds. Don't be brave enough. Get rid of your hundreds, too. Unless, of course, it doesn't matter. But those could just be a pain in the neck. When they bring in the new hundreds, they'll tell you all this bunk. Forget all that bunk. They're doing it. Well, you know why they're doing it. And if you get caught with some and you don't get it traded in right away, and the day that they'll only give you like 1 day to transfer from your old money to the new, and then the old is worthless. This is the major commodity of drug exchange. So let us say gold and silver and keep some cash. Use your treasury bonds, treasury certificates and things.
Are they just doing this with $100 bills?
Well, it will go on into your 50s. Right now, it's just considered with hundreds.
See, there's a good side to the pressure, too.
Many good sides.
Especially with the development of a community where you need to purchase up land. Most of the wealthy apartment house owners in Southern California that have bought up Wilshire Boulevard from downtown up into the mid-Wilshire area purchased those properties as a result of the Depression. They were people that had accumulated or had cash at the time there was a Depression, and then the banks put these properties up for foreclosure. And again, you get into that highest bidder type of thing, and a lot of people were able to buy tremendous amounts of apartment houses for almost no money, cash. And I think that even if there was a Depression of a terrible magnitude, I think that in some of the projects that we're discussing here, some of those things could be implemented with less funding if there's cash available.
Yes, as you go along. But you do not build your plans around that probability, because that will just happen anyway. That will just happen anyway. You've got all you can handle the next year or so with the land that you have purchasing now, and you will continue just to do business, because also you're having money come in that needs to be placed. And we have a system whereby we can make money on the money, but we'll have to watch it very closely too, because those things, you know, when we start dealing in rollover transactions and 14 to 20% interest in this sort of thing and bondings, we have to be very careful. We will utilize a lot of tax-free bonds, municipal bonds, for the purchasing of property. There are two things. Let me just talk about one transaction, and please don't take it out of this room, anyone in the community, because we are purchasing from Mr. Noons, all of Noons' property. He would like $300,000 now and over a two-year period. Well, he doesn't know what he wants. Got a tremendous tax problem. We're going to talk just right now, $9 million. That's because that's what it is, so we may as well talk it. My proposal would be a minimum amount down that would take him out of the debt situation. But let's not give the man a worse tax problem. We also know he would like to continue to run it, and he would also agree to leave his name on it. He's done a good job. He's an honorable man. We have no wish to go in there and take from him. It's a community center. He's done a lot of wonderful things. He bought it to grow and set. Good businessman. He also has another business out of this place, not in Tehachapi, that fabricates mostly sod harvesting equipment. Well, for many reasons that I won't bother about going on to the Noons property, let's just talk about how would best suit both sides to handle Mr. Noons. If you took the same amount of money and you left him, can you believe this is the unsophistication of the ordinary man? Even a good businessman is not incorporated. He needs to get incorporated in Nevada. He needs to hold on to his stock. You ones need to do something like this scenario. They are going, for instance, to put in more improvements in this community. Unfortunately, not enough for our needs. But they will float a bond, tax-free, municipal, for approximately $3.5 million. You're going to start buying up those. Because in the end, you have the nine when it comes to maturity. More than that, you have it in your possession. And if you're going to have a two-year escrow, you have both of your corporations. You don't call them Noons, or maybe you call one of them Noons. And you don't go buy all that stock at once. You have a working relationship, and here is where man will learn to trust his brother. If you get into a deal, a handshake is enough. You pay him off gradually by the purchase of stock. in small amounts until finally you have purchased all of his stock with bonds, tax-free, and he has no outstanding tax bill to anyone. They have no reason to even look at him. It is still called the same. You have legally done a business transaction, and you have done it gradually. And quite frankly, you can purchase enough bonds that you could pay him twice as much as he's asking, and it still costs you half as much. And of course, I'm making it simplistic. But it can be done. It should be done. All ones dealing with moneyed persons, the Olupe Ranch that you want, the 24,000 acres, you're talking anywhere from, let us say, $12 to $14 million. I'll tell you, Jack doesn't want $14 million floating around. He's going to end up paying 50% of that right off the top. So you offer him something equally, but it would go right along with what I just explained. If they don't want it, then you do something else. But you always be willing to show them a better way. And you've got a friend and co-worker until death do you part. Because now he has said, anyone need, if you need any kind of a prototype or machinery, please let me do it. And you need it.
Is this Jack?
Yes.
No.
This is Jack.
John Boone.
We're talking Jack Boone, John Noons.
Okay.
It is John Noons that has the fabrication facilities. And you see, you will be modifying Terra block crushers. You're going to make compressed wood chips into rounds to burn in your cackle off it. And somebody has to modify that. And you're not going to want to go to TerraBlock Worldwide. Why would you do that? You've got several similar companies making similar machinery in New Mexico, so you never sign an exclusive contract with TerraBlock Worldwide. Never. They stole the information in the beginning. So you have a factory. And part of it puts out Cadillacs, part of it puts out Plymouths, and part of it puts out Datsuns. Because there is a Datsun and a Hyundai of the compressed earth. In Europe, they have one you push with your hands. Two men operate it. And it has capacity for putting a rebar through it. Don't ever underestimate the flexibility of your product. Never have exclusive contracts that limit you. There is a need for all of these ones. And you then can modify anyone you want. And I'll tell you right off the bat, the least sophisticated one will be the easiest one for compressing wood chips. This will create a slow-burning, very durable fire. You may wish to chip some of your bigger wood to use in the Kakalofin heater just so you can compress it into pressed logs. Make sure your source, your fuel, go farther. and I don't see any reason why John Moons could not modify that equipment and love it. Oh, I love this. I love business. Maybe I love playing in your game.
It's just a game.
It's just a game.
But the rules. And you know how to play the game a little bit better than someone else. Then
that's
you
all
the
it is.
Win.
That's all it is. And look what a favor you do for the world if you win. I always go out to win. I can laugh at myself if we lose. But it's beyond laughing if we lose this one. A lot of crying goes along with this one. And a handful can do it. One can do it. It's just faster if you have a handful. And you will look around you and you will note that as you need, it's produced. One of the biggest problems that you once had, and I say had because you have it no more, is your computer system. And modified, customized programming to fit an entire new concept in business and to run these corporations and keep them separate and yet run them. And you got it. And it comes in the form of a neighbor in trouble, actually, about to lose his home, to one who is in worse personal trouble, and I'm a good hypnotherapist. We're going to have some miracles, friends. If you look around, you've already had them. They're just going to get more glorious, and you'll be able to nail them a little easier. And it doesn't have to be a burning bush. In fact, burning bushes just cause you trouble.
The issue of the house, are you making specific reference to this house?
As what? As an example?
As an example.
Well, it's a good one. This is one of the better ones that we've dinged around in.
Because if you use the term miracle and you want to look at some evidence, tangible evidence, as to what appears to be a miracle, it would be this house specifically.
Thank you. I like that.
and I'll tell you why.
And the truck I drive.
the car I drive.
I'm real privy to what's been going on with this specific house. And my area of law that I specialize in is houses that have problems, let's put it that way. And this situation here is incredible. This freaks my mind out every time I look at all the stuff that's in the file, because realistically speaking, if you go through system, nobody should be sitting in this house right now. We would all be sitting someplace else, and it would have been 6 months ago. And yet the system just keeps blundering its way through, and everybody in the house is intact. That to me is a miracle, a legal miracle.
Thank you.
And I'm glad it's happening.
I receive that because I respect you.
And
I know that you're experienced in it.
You know, I was looking through my files about 2 weeks ago when I received a call from EJ on some paperwork that he had received. And I've been on the other end of the spectrum in about 25 cases similar to this. And the average length of time to complete the process took 90 days. Here you're looking at a whole year so far and nothing's happened. It's fantastic.
And I believe that you have some more ideas where it doesn't have to happen if nothing happens or if all bad things happen.
Oh.
Supposing the judge says get them out. Well, how hard is it going to be to really get an act?
The judge will say that. What will then happen is that there will be some devices that will be used that will just boggle up the judgment for a while, too.
All we want is a little boggled up.
That's what you'll have. And I'm prepared to go through some of those procedures.
If they had not gotten so rotten, we probably would have dealt with them and paid twice for the house. But they're really kind of irritating me now.
Well, you know, what's going on here is it's a game. You've got multiple parties involved, and I think that the problem that you're running into now with the house is that you got an angry lawyer who's representing the savings and loan, who's yelling at the lawyer for not doing his job. The lawyer's yelling at his secretary for signing the papers wrong. The lawyer representing the savings and loan is the plaintiff, who's the person bringing the action, and yet when they sign the legal papers, they signed on behalf of the defendant. Is that correct, DJ?
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
Thank you.
I mean,
we didn't do it. We let you do it.
That's just bizarre.
We can only suggest.
Yeah.
And we can do it right at closing time on a 3-day weekend.
It's crazy. I mean, I have fired help for making those kinds of mistakes.
Oh, I expect some help will be fired out of this, too.
Definitely.
And this is a very good example for many ones. You would never do business like this.
I'm so excited about this case because of the fact that there are so many things that we can do to prolong it. I mean, once that judgment is entered, and that judgment will be entered, and EJ, I hope you're listening as well to some of this. Once this judgment is entered, whenever they have the trial date, you'll do your splash there in court. But then once that happens, you see, you could give me a call, or when they're ready to enforce that judgment, we could go down to the courthouse to show you how inept the system is, and we could check out the file right before they're ready to enforce the judgment, because we want to review the judgment. We could ditch the papers in the file and bury them. It's done all the time.
Well, we may let you play with us.
To me, that's sport. That's sports.
And if you take anything in this world more seriously than that, you're making a very bad error in judgment.
It's all sports.
Because if you get panicked, you don't think. And when you think, there's always an alternative. I don't care if you think you have gotten rid of every alternative. Forget it. There is always one more. Not the least of which you may get sick of the house and want to play another game.
Just remember, as long as you're dealing with the human aspect, with the judicial system, with evictions, there is always room for mistakes.
Oh, precious. And and you're missing the big one. You haven't seen me in a court of law with Dorma. I can put her out like that. And then look at this poor harassed woman. You have destroyed her.
I'm so excited.
And you will just countersue for damages. And you make it... Why don't you just pay for your new printing company with the damages she's going to get against these ones who have harassed her out of her home? I mean, she's gone through a bankruptcy already and come here with nothing. Had preparation for one to put up anywhere from that $100 bid to cover the debt, and now that one is gone.
No.
And that is real.
But there'll be 3 more bankruptcies filed. There'll be a chapter.
Well, how can she stand that? This poor little helpless grandmother.
No, this poor little helpless grandmother is going to file a Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, no, she's going to be sick first, I'll tell you, brother. Right in front of the judge. She's going to have hives. She's going to be drawn. And she's going to be incoherent. It's driven her mad. It must be worth a countersuit.
Countersuit specifically is called harassment and emotional distress and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
See, they have really intended to do it, too. They fraudulently drawn up certified papers.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Steve, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. In fact, I'm sorry you have all these other things to do, because this is the most fun of all. Well, you'd get bored waiting for them to work. They don't know what to do about it, so they shuffle it from desk to desk to desk. You see, they took it out of the hands of the first poor attorney. And they have tried manipulating last 10 minutes of the last day to enter a return. I love it, too. I really do. I shouldn't, but I do. But I'm not allowed to interfere. I'm only allowed to let one botch it up. And this is what your systems have come down to. And the last thing they want is this piece of property vacant. They may not understand it, but there is a drainage problem here. This piece of property really is not what they think they're arguing over. We can fix it easily. They don't want it empty, and so the very worst thing that could happen is they rent it to these ones while they get their paperwork done. And they're so busy fighting their game, it never occurs to them to just do that. They just want these people out of here. They have overlooked the most important asset they had, and that was just dealing. And all we wanted was just a little bit of time to get all these other things going so that it was not a pressure on the mind, so that we would not be forced into doing foolish things. There's enough on the mind without this kind of pressure. And if I have to, I will insist that that kind of pressure that has been brought to bear also become an asset. But you will not accept it under penalty of panic. I can tell you another one we did that maybe you would like to entertain for a minute. Some have heard that discussion. Mr. John Jeffers, who is our investment person, financial genius, for every one he had going, we've now arranged for him to have 14 more sources. And he is completely blown away by it. But once again, he is down to working on nothing, because he utilized it over an 8-year period of time, structuring his foundation where he is totally respected in all markets. So he has been prepared for the big returns. And he is